Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we are talking about how the school district is handling all of the COVID-19 closures.
Talk first of all about the food program, which has been ongoing, and how you feel like that's been progressing.
The grab-and-go nutrition program is going very, very well. We, first of all, have a nutrition staff that has everything organized each and every day. We have a lot of volunteers that are helping as far as passing out the different lunches and breakfasts. So everything there has been going really smooth, and we had an uptick. I know at the elementary, we had over 370 lunches, breakfasts served. Normally, we're at close to the 200. So that showed a nice uptick. And we also then had the Perry Rec Department handing out basketballs, footballs, frisbees, volleyballs. So every kid that came through got one, two, or three, or all of those different things that they wanted. So outstanding situation there. And before, we had the Perry Public Library donated a whole bunch of books, and we handed out books to all the kids that came through. So with those two combinations, everything's going quite well with the nutrition department and kids getting fed books and things to play with.
All right. So talk a little bit about that community partnership with the city, in particular with the library and the rec department, and what that means to the school to have those types of things to go with all of this food to also give the kids some recreation while they're away from school.
Well, obviously, it's a fantastic situation and partnership, and kudos to the city and the Perry Rec Department for getting that organized, because it just enhances the whole situation. You come in for the breakfast, lunch, and all of a sudden you leave with not only that, but books. Plus, then you get some really quality basketballs, footballs, soccer balls, volleyballs, too, I think were included in that, if I'm not mistaken. So, tremendous partnership, tremendous for the kids, and it's kind of uplifting during these challenging times. So, very tickled about that partnership.
For sure. Now, the teachers and the staff have not been, you know, resting on their loins during this interim period while school has been dismissed. So talk a little bit about the engagement that the teachers have had with students and with the community since school was released.
Yeah, that's worked out very, very well. Last week, when they first came back, we talked about making contacts with each of the students or their families, and then setting up voluntary learning opportunities online. And also, the elementary passed out over 650 resource packets, so they got that part organized, and that was a great situation to make sure that all those kids got those learning packets. And then the high school and middle school spent a lot of time getting almost all the computers, not all of them, but most of the computers handed out to families that wanted that, and that was kind of a computer and go situation where people did not have to come in, but they were handed those computers. And we had quite a few staff that volunteered to help get that all organized. And we had quite a few staff that continued to volunteer, like I said, with the nutrition. But then for that nutrition handout, had a lot of organization on that. Teachers have done an outstanding job with that. We've had a very, very productive week.
Sounds like it. Now, you have officially closed Perry schools through April 13th. So that's the tentative date for returning. In the meantime, what are you doing to get prepared for that date? And what are you hoping to get accomplished by that date? And then what will the essentially classes look like after school returns?
Up to the 13th, we're going to continue with the opportunities for learning and growing via the internet, also making contact either through email or Facebook. We have many teachers using Facebook to either read a story or talk about an assignment or talk about a challenge. So that's what we're going to continue to do till the 13th. If we get word of anything else where it is extended, or we don't know what's going to happen. So if it is extended, then we'll continue with the voluntary continuous improvement and updating the different resources that are available. We'll make another round of contacting families to make sure that they know how to get to those. And if people have computers that have not been handed out, they can contact the school, and principals will make sure that we get those to them.
All right. So if the rest of the school year is in fact canceled, I guess how would the district handle that sort of situation as far as the final tests and assessments and and stuff like that?
All of the different tests, different assessments, determining makeup days, no makeup days, is all up in the air. So I really can't give it a definite answer on that, in the fact that we are in this very fluid situation from day to day almost. We'll just take the information that is given to us and then start making decisions. But at this point, we're just solid up to the 13th for sure. And then after that, we'll just have to read what options we have. And then we'll get things organized to create more learning opportunities if that's the direction that we go. I think we'll find out more from the state as far as our different options. So it's really tough to tell, and I don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse here, because it's one of those deals, if you do that, it's hard to pull the reins back in and get proper information. So that's why it's hard to say definitely, Bill, what's going to happen.
Absolutely. One last question I have for you. As far as the graduating seniors, commencement, everything like that, how is that going to operate with this uncertainty?
Well, with the uncertainty, it is still uncertain, but we want to do something, and we will be doing something. It's just a matter of when and how we're going to do it. So that's a pretty special, special occasion that we don't want to just pass on and say, okay, we missed that. We want to be able to do something. And it may be that we have to do it in June. Maybe we have to do it in July. We don't really know, but here's what we do know. We want to be able to honor these people for their 13 years of school and the work that they put in. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge that, and we want to try to set something up when things are safe.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners about what's going on with the Perry Schools right now?
Well, hey, not only have we thanked and appreciate what the teachers are doing and our other staff members, but a big shout out to the partnership like we talked about, and then also a big shout out to our families that are adjusting through these very, very unusual times and very difficult times. People that are trying to work, trying to manage their family, trying to manage learning. It's a very, very difficult time. So big kudos to all the families that are doing their best to try to keep things going. And I guess the main thing is that we keep safe, because, you know, the last thing we want to do is to have this whole COVID-19 thing spread even worse. We all have to do our part. It's an inconvenience. It is difficult, but it's not near as difficult as having that COVID-19 spread more than it is. So we have to all do our part with that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me and for all the information.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.